Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge. Today, Elgin is the next stopover on the Your Hometown Tour. Tag along as we show you their downtown, the eateries, and all the places that'll make Elgin your hometown. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery. Doing good and supporting Illinois communities.
We've been talking up Elgin a lot today, and as it turns out, we're going to just have a short conversation here with Tommy Hensel, the director of the Elgin Community College Arts Center. It's the ECC Arts Center. ECCArtsCenter.org is the website. And actually, that's what it goes by, ECCArts.org, the ECC Arts Center. It's a 156,000-square-foot instructional performance and visual art exhibition facility. Wow, Tommy, that sounds impressive.
I think it is impressive, actually.
So do the students use it, or are you booking acts there? What goes on at the ECC?
It's both, actually. So the primary use is academic, because we have so many ensembles, but we also are a rental location for community groups, and we produce a professional series as well.
I've seen some of the acts that you've booked there before. I mean, this is worthy of downtown Chicago, let alone anywhere else in the country or world. Tell me a little bit about the sort of performances or performers you all host.
For me, as the person who books these performances, I look for a multidisciplinary kind of idea. So it's not all one thing. It's a little bit of many different things. So a lot of it's music, because those are the artists who are mostly touring in the U.S. Different kinds of music. We have comedy. We will do family performances, dance companies. Gosh, a little bit of everything.
John Waters is going to appear there, huh?
I am excited. John is closing our season. And then you always tell people, if you don't know who he is, Google it before you buy a ticket.
If grandma wants to go, fine, but make sure you all know what you're getting when you get there.
Absolutely. I've already told the box office. If somebody says they don't know who he is, tell them to go online and spend a little time on YouTube and then come back if they want to buy a ticket.
Well, has this center been part of ECC all along, part of the community college? Give me a little of the history of that joint.
No, actually, the college was founded in 1949, so we're coming up in 2024 on the 75th anniversary of the college. The Art Center was built in 1994, so it's now almost 30 years old.
And does this then foster like a better music community at the school or in town? Does it foster more theater? Is it like, do you find that now you're developing talent in town as a result?
I really think we are, because we have 7 music ensembles and 2 different theater programs, both a theater and a musical theater program. So a lot of our students, you know, come through this program and end up going out and gigging professionally and getting jobs and going off to 4-year colleges. But because we also rent the facility to community organizations, we have so many amazing performing arts organizations in the Elgin area, and many of them use our space for their performances. So it's really a community resource as well as a great place to see professional performances.
And then Elgin draws from where? What communities send their kids to the college, or what communities actually attend events at the center?
Well, when I moved to Illinois, I moved to Illinois in 2008, so I'm not a native from here, and I was at another college for 14 years. I just came here a year ago to take this gig. But what I learned is that in Illinois, all the community colleges are aligned into districts, like school districts.
Right.
So each one has its own college. And so this district is actually a fairly diverse district that that encompasses, I think, 20-something. I should know the answer to this, about 27 different communities. So we draw from all, you know, north and south of where we are, but a lot of west as well. From many diverse communities around us. So it's a pretty interesting place, because as you walk around the college, it is diverse in so many ways, more than a lot of the other community colleges that I've been to in the state.
Well, that was my discovery just in learning a little bit about Elgin this week. I did not realize how racially diverse it was, how ethnically diverse it was. It's 40+% Hispanic. There's about 7 or 8% Black Americans, and then there's about 30% White Americans. There's an Asian population there as well. And a lot of people say, well, we're diverse, but those numbers would bear that out. I suppose you see that blended kind of campus then, huh?
We do. And in my head, when I'm looking at artists to hire to come in the professional series, I'm also trying to think through that. I'm looking at, like, who are all the people around us? And many of them don't come here all that often to performances, because I think sometimes they may think, well, I'm not going to find something for myself. So my goal is to try to be as diverse in my programming as possible, too, to try to hit as many of those different people as I can.
And I suppose the students that work there, learn there, are learning maybe not just to be performers, but to be lighting and sound techs. I mean, my experience was that I went to Joliet Junior College. I knew a little bit about the theater department. I wasn't involved in it, but I knew a little bit about it. And there were a lot of kids learning a lot of things, and not all of them were on the boards.
No, and here, one of the programs that I think is very exciting is that in our music department, we have a music technology program. So we have a program for students to learn all about sound mixing and, you know, both pre- and post-production and microphones and, you know, all of that technical part that's so vital to live performance.
Yeah, maybe your business is a little like ours. You know, it's not enough to do it. You've got to learn how to load it, what kind of platforms, how can you edit it, how can you get it out in various ways, or maybe not. Is that true, Tommy?
Oh, no, it's absolutely true, because, you know, what you see as an audience member when you sit in the auditorium is the finished product, and you shouldn't be paying attention to anything else that went before. But what got that show on that stage is years of work. But before that show, you know, for all day prior to that performance, there was a load-in and there was a sound check and they were focusing lights. And there's so much that goes on to make sure that you see a beautiful performance. But we've worked for endless hours before that to make it as seamless as possible.
I'm thinking about what's happened to movie theaters and their struggle to stay viable and relevant, you know, watching movies in theaters with other people. Do you worry about that aspect in a live stage setting?
You know, before the pandemic, I would have said no. However, I have to be honest and say right now, I think all across this industry, because I just came from a national conference in New York where we were all talking about this, is most of us are not seeing the return of audiences the way that we had them before. You know, some of it is people are still worried about being in large groups, which I understand, but some of it I think is just a whole shift in the dynamic of how people want to get their entertainment. So, you know, there's nothing as amazing as live performance, but we're going to have to figure out how to remind people about that, because I think during the pandemic, everybody forgot.
Well, let's remind people that Close to You, The Music of the Carpenters, February 11th. Comedy with Jen Kober, February 18th. Jim Witter, The Piano Men, The Songbooks of Billy Joel and Elton John on February 25th. And the list goes on. You can find out all of the shows at the ECC Arts Center by clicking right now on eccartscenter.org, eccartscenter.org. It's nice to meet you, Tommy. Keep doing the work you're doing up there.
Well, thank you so much, and I'm so happy that I had a chance to share a little bit about our programs with you and with your listeners.
Tommy Hensel is the director of the Elgin Community College. I keep saying that, I don't know, because maybe I went to Joliet Junior College and it always rolls off my tongue. The ECC Arts Center, eccartscenter.org.